إن الذين اتخذوا العجل سينالهم غضب من ربهم وذلة في الحياة الدنيا وكذلك نجزي المفترين.
In reply, they were told, "Verily, those who worship the calf will certainly incur indignation from their Lord and will be abased in the life of this world. Thus do we recompense those who fabricate lies."
والذين عملوا السيئات ثم تابوا من بعدها وآمنوا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم.
As for those who do evil and later repent and have faith, such shall find their Lord all forgiving, all compassionate, after they repent and believe.
وَلَمَّا سَكَتَ عَن مُوسَى الْغَضَبُ أَخَذَ الْأَلْوَاحَ وَفِي نُسْخَتِهَا هُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْهَبُونَ.
And when the anger of Moses was stilled, he took up the tablets again, the text of which comprised guidance and mercy to those who fear their Lord.
واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين.
And out of his people, Moses, peace be upon him, singled out 70 men for our appointment. Then, when a violent shaking seized them, he addressed his Lord, "Had you willed, O my Lord, you could have destroyed them and me long ago. Will you destroy us for the misdeeds of the fools amongst us? That was nothing but a trial from you, whereby you misled whom you will and guide whom you will. You alone are our guardian. Forgive us then and have mercy upon us. You are the best of those who forgive." And out of his people, Moses, peace be upon him, singled out 70 men for our appointment. Moses, peace be upon him, was summoned for the second time to Mount Sinai along with 70 chiefs of his nation in order that they might seek pardon for their calf worship and renew their covenant with God.
وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون.
And ordain for us what is good in this world and in the world to come, for to you have we turned. He replied, "I afflict whomsoever I wish with my chastisement. As for my mercy, it encompasses everything. I will show mercy to those who abstain from evil, pay zakah, and have faith in our signs."
الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون.
Today, this mercy is for those who follow the Ummi prophet, whom they find mentioned in the Torah and the gospel that they have. He enjoins upon them what is good and forbids them what is evil. He makes the clean things lawful to them and prohibits all corrupt things and removes from them their burdens and the shackles that were upon them. So those who believe in him and assist him and succor him and follow the light which has been sent down with him, it is they who shall prosper. Today, this mercy is for those who follow the Ummi prophet. Reference to the prophet, peace be upon him, in this verse is Ummi, is significant as the Israelites branded all other nations as Gentiles, Ummis. Steeped in racial prejudice, they did not consider members of other nations as their equals, let alone accept any person not belonging to them as a prophet. The Quran also states the Jewish belief that they would not be taken to task for whatever they might do to non-Jews. See Al-Imran 375. Employing the same term which they themselves had used, the Quran tells them that their destiny was linked with the Ummi prophet. By obeying him, they would become deserving of God's mercy. As for disobedience to the prophet, peace be upon him, it would continue to arouse God's wrath, which had been inflicted upon them for centuries,
and removes from them their burdens and the shackles that were upon them.
The Israelites had fettered their lives by undue restrictions which had been placed on them by the legal hair-splitting of their jurists, the pietistic exaggerations of their spiritual leaders, the introduction of superstitions and self-contrived laws and regulations by their masses. The Prophet, peace be upon him, by relieving them of every unnecessary burden and releasing them from every unjustified restriction, in fact, liberated their shackled lives.